Mara Corrigan is the director of the Michigan Department of Human Services. I don't know how it happened, but she got thrown all over the radio cluster here. She's listening to Mike FM. Mara, I know you've had your fair share of music this morning. Thanks for your patience.
No problem. Good morning, Tony. Glad to be with you today.
How long have you been in your current position as the director?
I started last January the 14th.
All right. So we're approaching a year anniversary. What has surprised you? What have you learned?
Oh, I've learned so much about the administration of benefits across our state. We have 2.5 million people who are receiving benefits through the Department of Human Services. And today I'm particularly interested in letting you know about veterans benefits. We have 700,000 veterans in the state of Michigan, but actually we rank dead last behind Guam, 53 out of 53 in the amount of benefits that we draw down for our veterans in Michigan. So today, our department is launching a new program in conjunction with the Department of Veterans Affairs to do one-stop shopping for our veterans so that they will be able to access the benefits to which they're entitled for having served our country.
Whose idea was this?
Actually, this was launched by Governor Snyder. He was very concerned about what we're doing with veterans benefits in the state. And under the leadership of General Gregory Vadnay, who runs our State Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, we're working together to consolidate and list all the veterans benefits that are available in all our state departments, and we'll be submitting a report to the governor early in 2012, which is an effort at consolidation. The governor's philosophy is one-stop shopping, serve the customers. So what we're doing starting today, we're launching one-stop shopping for veterans in Macomb County with a pilot office that joins our Department of Human Services with our Veterans Office, and we're hoping to continue that model across the state in the coming year so as to improve our numbers in terms of serving our vets.
What's the goal of the program? Since we're at the bottom, I would imagine we don't want to hold that distinction. I know that Michigan has a lot of challenges, not only with getting services and servicing veterans, but there's a high unemployment rate for veterans. There are a lot of veterans who are finding trouble with the law. There's a lot of homeless veterans. So tell me, what's the goal of the program? And give us a little insight into some of the priorities and programs.
Well, you listed wonderful priorities just a moment ago. Certainly having our returning vets being employed is a high priority for us, and the goal of our department is to get all of the people that we serve to self-sufficiency. One of our priorities in the department is to help the homeless. We have a homeless initiative, and we estimate that about 20% of our homeless in Michigan are actually veterans who are suffering from various traumatic, usually mental or substance abuse issues. Our goal is to assist them to get back to health and to help them when they are unable to care for themselves. So that's a portion of this initiative that we have today. We also hope to do outreach to our women vets. Of the 700,000 veterans in our state, 45,000 are women, and they are also have a long list of benefits available to them, but it's meaningless if we can't connect our veterans to the services and the benefits that they've earned. And I'll just give one example, Tony. For example, if we had a disabled vet who was unable to work, and that was a male married with one child, and they simply drew down benefits through our department, they'd be entitled to about $1,000 a month. If they drew the federal veterans benefits, they'd be entitled to $3,000 a month. So our goal is that our workers be cross-trained and understand what benefits are available both in the state and in the federal, and that they help the veterans to access their federal benefits when those are more favorable to them. So our goal is cross-training, and our goal is to help the veterans who've served access what they're entitled to.
Well, I know that funding any program can be a challenge. Do you have the funding you need? How much is it going to cost, and where's the money coming from?
Well, we are using our current resources on this program, and we're working with other state departments, as I indicated, with existing resources. The goal is to cross-train and have our current workers become well-schooled in all the benefits that are available. In other words, doing really good social work with the veterans. So we're not intending on expanding the cost to the taxpayers with this, but spending tax dollars more wisely, and I like to call it eliminating the silo effect and making sure that we're reaching out across branches and across to our counterparts in the federal government to deliver services more effectively.
All right, Maura Corrigan is the director of the Michigan Department of Human Services. She'll be attending a Veterans Day tribute today at 1 o'clock, having a press conference at 12:30. For people who want more information about these veteran resources, where do they go?
They're very welcome to contact our office, and I will give you a direct dial contact. We're working with this phone number, 517-853-7974.
Thank you, Maura.
Thank you, Tony.